A federal appeals court has made it easier for immigrant women to stay in the United States when they're victims of abuse. The case involves a woman who fled to this country saying that her husband severely beat her. In that case, the appeals court in California expanded the protections offered by a federal law against domestic abuse. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The 1994 Violence Against Women Act says that immigrants who are battered or subjected to extreme cruelty by a U.S. citizen or permanent resident can apply to stay in this country legally. But some immigration judges have considered only physical abuse that occurred in the United States. They haven't always treated emotional and psychological abuse as domestic violence covered by the federal law. But this week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said emotional and psychological abuse are covered under the statute. In doing so, the court halted the deportation proceedings against Laura Luis Hernandez and said she was entitled to seek permanent resident status in the U.S. An emotional Hernandez expressed joy and relief.
No puedo creerlo. No puedo creerlo.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Although I waited a long time, I can't believe that it's happening.
Hernandez married in 1990. Her husband was a legal U.S. resident, though he was living in Mexico. Hernandez says she was attracted to his kindness and gentleness. But soon after they tied the knot, he began to drink and became extremely abusive, throwing her against a wall, coming at her with a knife, and locking her in the house for days without food. Fearing for her life, she fled to California. Her husband tracked her down and over the phone begged her to return.
He would tell me, I love you, I need you. He would ask me for forgiveness. He would promise me that he will stop drinking. And then he also told me that he was going to ask for my papers so we both could come to work together to the United States, to Sacramento.
Believing her husband, she returned to Mexico, but the physical violence began anew. Again, she fled to the United States. Subsequently, the government began deportation proceedings against her. But she argued that she was entitled to stay because of the Violence Against Women Act. In its ruling, the court said that her husband's entreaties urging her to come back to him were very much part of the cycle of domestic violence, and that her husband's behavior in the contrite phase of domestic violence constituted extreme cruelty as outlined by the federal law. Nancy Lemon, who teaches domestic violence law at the University of California's Bolt Hall, applauded the ruling.
Typically, people see domestic violence as limited to physical abuse, and here the court understands that it's beyond the physical abuse. It can include the promises to not beat somebody up again, which then lead to more physical abuse. And that's a much broader definition of domestic violence than we sometimes see courts use, but I think it's a more accurate definition.
Hernandez was represented in this case by the Northwest Women's Law Center. Its executive director is Lisa Stone.
This case is groundbreaking and sets a national precedent. I would estimate that somewhere between 5 and 20,000 women, at a minimum, have hope today that they did not have on Monday because of the decision by the Ninth Circuit.
The Justice Department says it has not yet decided if it will appeal the ruling. Meanwhile, Hernandez is living in the Northwest and working with other victims of domestic violence. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.